Think about this. Remember how hard it was to stay awake in first period during school? And how hard it is now to get up and get going with your kids on school mornings? Mercy. Well, turns out it's not just you. Hey, it's Rich and Tony in the Morning on 88.3 The Journey.
So the CDC is saying that teens 13 to 17 should be getting 8 to 10 hours of sleep every night, my friends. Mm-hmm. That's a lot.
That is a lot.
But more than 77% of high schoolers aren't getting anywhere near that on school nights. Sleep experts are calling it a nationwide issue.
So there's this conversation about pushing school start times back. Mm-hmm. So that teens and parents can get the rest that they need. And they're saying the benefits are way beyond fewer yawns during class. They're even saying that it can mean fewer sick days, better grades, safer driver, strong athletes, and even less dependency on substances so that the teens can stay focused.
You know, and there's the opposite side of this coin, right? Later start times can be tough on parents' schedules, especially single parents, right? And I'm doing some that were working multiple jobs, right? So that's difficult. Then there's a time crunch on after school activities. But the research is clear on the benefits for teens when they get more sleep. So as a teacher, you know, school starting at 7:30 in the morning, sometimes those girls had athletics before first period.
Yeah.
So they've been up since before the crack of dawn, you know, so the whole idea of like exhausted students, tired teachers, it becomes a little bit pandemic-ish.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're all this conversation this morning, I'm thinking, I wonder if we need to revisit the start time of Rich and Tiny in the Morning. Actually, probably just watching one less episode on Hulu the night before is the answer.
Oh.